Our Lady's words, taken from the Mystical City of God, Incarnation, Book 1, Chapter 20. Our Lady tells us to do all you can to preserve in the grace of God for yourself and others.
My dearest daughter, within two limits, as if within two extremes, all the harmony of thy powers and wishes must move. They are to preserve thyself in the grace and friendship of God, and to seek the same good fortune for others. In this let all thy life and activity be consumed. For such high purpose I wish that thou spare no labor, beseeching the Lord and offering thyself in sacrifice unto death, accepting actually all that is opportune and possible. Although, in order to solicit the good of souls, thou need not make any great ado before creatures, since that is not appropriate to thy sex, yet thou must seek and prudently apply all the hidden means that are most efficacious within thy knowledge. If thou wilt be my daughter and a spouse of my most holy Son, consider that the possessions of our house are the rational creatures, which he acquired as a rich prize at the cost of his life and of his blood, for through their own disobedience they were lost to him after he had created and selected them for himself. Hence, whenever the Lord sends to thee, or throws in thy way, a needy soul and makes thee aware of its state, labor faithfully to assist it. Pray and weep with heartfelt and fervent love that God may furnish the remedy for such great and dangerous evil, and do not neglect any means, divine or human, as far as thou art concerned, in order to obtain the salvation of eternal life for the soul entrusted to thee. By means of the prudence and moderation which I have taught thee, thou must not grow weary in admonishing, nor in praying for that which will benefit that soul, and in all secrecy continue thy labor in its behalf. Likewise I wish that whenever it is necessary, thou command the demons in the powerful name of the Almighty and my own to depart and leave in peace the souls oppressed by them. And as all this is to be done in secret, thou canst in all propriety animate and encourage thyself to this kind of work. Remember that the Lord has placed thee and will place thee in a position to exercise this doctrine. Do not forget it, nor fail in understanding how much thou art bounden to His Majesty to use care and solicitude in extending the possessions of thy Father's house. Do not rest until thou accustom thyself to do this with all diligence. Fear not, for thou canst do all in Him that strengthens thee, and His power will strengthen thy arm to do great things.